This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Gunmen killed two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court during an early morning ambush in Kabul on Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle the nation. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of the city. The latest attack comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. That's the fewest in nearly two decades. A spokesman for the Supreme Court said the attack on the judges happened as they were driving to their office in an official vehicle. Kabul police confirmed the attack. In recent months, several prominent Afghans, including politicians, journalists, activists, doctors, and prosecutors, have been assassinated in often brazen daytime attacks in Kabul and in other cities. Afghan officials have blamed the Taliban for the attacks, a charge the insurgent group has denied. Some of these killings have been claimed by the rival jihadist Islamic State group. Earlier this month, the U.S. military, for the first time, directly accused the Taliban of orchestrating the attacks. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building that rattled the nation on January 6th. The FBI has warned police agencies of possible armed protest outside all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday and going through Inauguration Day, January 20th. They fear unrest might be